This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. School districts in Stark, Carroll, Wayne, and Tuscarawas counties will have a continuing property tax levy on the August ballot that would fund safety and mental health resources. The Stark County Education Service Center's governing board approved the levy that would generate nearly $10 million a year to be split among the districts. Five school districts are opting out of the levy: Canton City, Canton Local, Carrollton, Green, and Perry. The repository reports it's the first time in Ohio that an educational service center has sought a safety, security, and mental health levy on behalf of its member schools. It follows about a dozen teen suicides in Stark County and a Jackson Middle School student who brought a rifle to the school intending to shoot others and turned the gun on himself. State regulators have approved a program to boost the state's electric vehicle infrastructure. The program from AEP Ohio could add up to 375 EV charging stations across the state. The $10 million initiative will be funded through charge on AEP customers' utility bills. A typical residential customer will pay 50 cents more per month. Funds from the program will be paid out through rebates to apartment owners, businesses, and other developers. AEP will collect a 5% fee on charging stations but will not own them. Akron-based First Energy Solutions has released a timetable for shutting down its nuclear power plants. The subsidiary laid out a three-year plan to deactivate the Perry and Davis-Bessie power stations, starting with Davis-Bessie in May of 2020. Perry will close the following year. The plan also includes the decommissioning of the two units at First Energy's Beaver Valley nuclear plant in western Pennsylvania. The closure schedule comes despite a pending appeal to the Department of Energy for emergency funding to keep the nuclear plants running. State utility regulators have rejected legal arguments by the state's four big electric utilities seeking to avoid returning proceeds from the federal tax cut to customers through rate reductions. The Public Utilities Commission of Ohio's unanimous decision means American Electric Power, First Energy, Dayton Power and Light, and Duke Energy must continue to set aside all money from the tax cut until they provide details about how rates will be lowered. President Trump signed the $1.5 trillion tax cut package in December, and that reduced corporate tax rates, including for utilities. Former Cleveland City Councilman Joe Simperman has been indicted on 26 misdemeanor charges for ethics violations. The charges relate to votes from 2002 to 2015 that directed city money to the nonprofit design firm Land Studio, where his wife worked. Simperman served 18 years on council and resigned in 2016. Simperman says he accepts full responsibility for his actions and is not contesting the charges. He'll be arraigned tomorrow. Two Cleveland police officers face internal discipline for allegedly sending racist text messages. Cleveland.com reports officers John Kranick and Aaron Pettit appeared at disciplinary hearings last week. Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association President Jeff Fulmer says the charges should be dropped because the texts were sent on their personal phones while off duty. The department is under a consent decree with the U.S. Department of Justice to remove racial biases from policing. A Toledo man whose tigers and other exotic animals were seized in a raid by authorities lost what is likely his final court challenge seeking return of the animals to his roadside sanctuary. The Ohio Supreme Court turned down a request to overturn a lower court's decision, but sided with the state in its legal battle with Kenny Hetrick. The state removed the animals from Hetrick's sanctuary in 2015 and later shipped them outside of Ohio, spending more than $30,000 on temporary care. A federal lawsuit over white nationalist Richard Spencer's effort to speak at the University of Cincinnati has ended. Spencer's campus tour organizer has dropped the suit against the university. The school last fall agreed to let Spencer speak. A date was set for March. The university demanded a security fee of nearly $11,000, and Spencer's tour organizers sued. The speaking date came and went, and the dispute went unresolved. While General Motors is cutting the second shift producing the Chevy Cruze in Lordstown, the company is adding a shift at a Tennessee factory. Some of the 1,500 workers idled in Ohio will be among the 700 new hires at the Spring Hill plant. A GM spokeswoman says some laid-off workers from Lordstown will be rehired and some other furloughed employees could relocate. The Spring Hill plant makes the GMC Acadia and Cadillac XT5. Two companies have reached a settlement over their respective claims to the term Believeland. A Georgia company that sells Believeland merchandise sued the organizers of the upcoming Believeland Beer Festival in Cleveland. The company claims the trademark term has wide marketplace recognition, and the Chicago-based organizers use the word without permission. The terms of the settlement have not been disclosed. Cleveland.com reports the beer festival will go forward as planned on Saturday. Well, Ohio is one of the worst states for allergy sufferers. A report by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America places Dayton as the worst city in the Midwest for those sensitive to pollen and other allergens. Toledo, Youngstown, and Columbus round out the top five regional rankings. Overall, Akron ranked 32nd. Cleveland came in 39th out of the nation's 100 largest cities. The rankings are based on the amount of pollen in the air, medication use, and the availability of allergy specialists. This is WKSU.